Hello and welcome. It's our number one, of the Ben Maller Radio Show podcast format. We thank you for downloading, subscribing, and I have been told by some of you that you are regular radio show listeners and you still download the podcast because you want to support the show. And for that, I'm grateful. I thank you for that. And if you're just a podcast listener, that's fine. That's good. The download numbers, important. So this hour, the big story in sports the last 24 hours, boo! The cheating Astros made their first visit to the Boogie Down Bronx Yankee Stadium since the scandal was exposed. And Maller report card time, we grade, put a letter grade on the Bronx booing that took place back on Tuesday night. We will do it right now here on the early morning Wednesday podcast. Our number one, here it is. A Bronx uprising. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we get on our soapbox, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the flight deck as we soar on the red eye all night long. I hope you're doing well. Can't be that bad. You're listening to a marginal sports talk radio show at a time when most people are sleeping. So our lead this hour coming from the house that Jeter built. Not the house that Ruth built. That was the old Yankee Stadium. They tore that down. This is the new Yankee Stadium, which is kind of old now because most of these stadiums, after like 10 years or whatever, they're ready to change stadiums. But in the Bronx, Yankee Stadium, that is where our lead comes from. The rare and appropriate Maller monologue about baseball in May. That's right, baseball in May. That is where Houston was visiting. Now, if you didn't see this game, and maybe it was not on your radar, you missed out, right? You might be saying, well, why would I care about a Yankee-Astro game? It's not the playoffs. It's just a random Tuesday night, second month of the season. Who cares? No. This night was different than all other nights. It was boo-tastic is what it was. Because the Astros returned to the scene of the crime for the first time since the sign-stealing scam was exposed. And while Giancarlo Stanton hit a laser and the Yankees won the game 7-3, in large part because of the incompetence of Houston, the outcome will not be remembered. Even if somehow the Astros had won, it wouldn't have mattered. The story here, the lead actor in this particular play, the Bronx fan, right? That's your story. Don't bury the lead, my man. Don't bury the lead. They stepped up to verbally harass the villains of baseball. So let us discuss the question. Let's get out the report book. What letter grade do we give the Yankee fan for their efforts above and beyond the call of duty to badger the Astros? Now, I am the perfect arbitrator. I am Switzerland, neutral as can be, nonpartisan, fair, balanced, all of that. The Maller report card reads A++++ for the Yankee fan. Job well done. Bravo. Bravo to the Yankee fan. To expand on this, we have contraband, vibration, and communal. And we will connect all of these things together. Now, first of all, this was yet another one of those dates that we had circled on our calendar with the Dodgers playing at the same time, although you wouldn't know they actually played, just kind of showed up and went through the motions. They had a doubleheader in Chicago. I made that my second game. I had tunnel vision in the late evening hours there. I was watching the game going on in the Bronx. In the 2017 American League Championship Series, the Astros cheated. He cheated, beat the Yankees in the ALCS before breaking the sacred rules of the game to barely get by the Dodgers in the World Series. And despite knowing what pitch was coming, this is the most amazing thing about how incompetent the Astros as a franchise were in that period. They still needed to go seven games to win both the ALCS and the World Series. When they knew what pitch was coming, that tells you how flawed and what a sham the 2017 Astros turned out to be. They were imposters. They were frauds. And considering how few fans were allowed to socially distance and attend the game against the Astros, it was a small but boisterous crowd. Less than 11,000 souls were there to serenade the cheating Astros with a chorus of boo flat. And you had a patchwork quilt of crude homemade signs with salty language intertwined together with inflatable trash cans for a marvelous harmony of hatred from the Yankee fan. Now, security made a futile attempt to confiscate the contraband. Good luck on that, right? That's as effective as saying, I'm going to boil the Pacific Ocean is what I'm going to do. Good luck on that. Now, some of the signs, to give you an idea what we're dealing with here, some of them read, I find your lack of integrity disturbing. And Astros, here's a sign. You want to steal it? And then F word. I liked cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater. I like that. That was good. We can go on and on. Could not have happened to a better group of Mama Lukes. It was wonderful. Now, secondly, Jose Albuve. He took the brunt of the ruthless hoodlums in the Bronx, the cat calls and all that. And this was chicken soup for the soul. And you cannot find a more worthy enemy combatant than Jose Albuve. Right? We believe Major League Baseball's Keystone Cops investigators. Right? The people investigating the cheating scandal. We believe that they did a half-assed job there. And they did not properly investigate the buzzer. Right? We're talking about a vibration situation here. They only scratched the surface on what was going on with the cheating. They failed to properly look into, hey, check him for the buzzer, right? Which Altuve was, just for the lawyers, possibly, wink, wink, possibly wearing, right? Doesn't look obvious when he's like, don't rip my jersey off. You might see my buzzer. No. I'm sure maybe it was something else. Very bashful all of a sudden, Jose Altuve. But that was against the Yankees when he hit the home run against Aroldis Chapman in the ALCS. Buzz, buzz, baby. It's like Buzz Lightyear there, Jose Altuve. Altuve's a fraud. I think we've all established that. Everything that man has accomplished. Phony. Everything. Everything. All right? That is why he is at the top of the big board for the Bleacher Creatures. And the Bleacher Creatures, used to be you can get into the bleachers at Yankee Stadium for a nominal amount of money. Now you got to have a lot of dough to get in even to the bleachers at Yankee Stadium. But I digress. The pint size second baseman is one of the central figures left from the 2017 scandal. The darkest scandal in the modern era of sport. The biggest bombshell in the internet age. And Altuve is also going through a super slump right now. In the last 24 at-bats, he's 1-for-24. And Dusty Baker, we got some sound for you. Dusty Baker, who was not around in 2017, but he's there to clean up the mess. Dusty admitted that the fans of Yankee Stadium, well, they were heard, as Warner Wolf would say. Let's go to the audio tape. It is glorious. And it's almost like Altuve sucks when he doesn't know what pitch is coming. It's just a coincidence, I'm sure. I'm sure that's all it is. Now, the Astros have to go back to the den of inequity there and figure out how to solve this conundrum that they certainly Altuve is facing. Now, final thought here. I gave the Yankee fan an A, and I believe it was a job well done by the New York Yankee fan. And I think everyone, all of us baseball fans, were Yankee fans on Tuesday. They zeroed in on Jose Altuve, as we said, and Carlos Correa. The healing powers of raspberries, communal healing, right? Some good old-fashioned abrasive heckling. You got to love the rude, crude, and lewd mob raining down the vitriol. We played the chant, F the Astros, right? F the Astros. You had the cheaters chant, A-holes or ass. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, holes. Just like that. Tribal chants. We love tribal chants. And they kept it inbounds, right? Unlike that incident at Yankee Stadium not that long ago, there were no objects thrown on the field. Good job by them. Keep it verbal. You're good to go, right? If I could touch up their work, there's one thing. I'm nitpicking here. There's one thing, though. If you want to nitpick, that the Yankee fans should have done. They should have equally focused the rage on Alex Boo-Man and Yuli Gurriel. Now, Bregman did allow three big runs on a boo-boo at third base there. He had a throwing error, and he tossed it past the first baseman, and three runs scored. There was a collision at home plate. Now, Yuli Gurriel, he was also on the 2017 Astros and was one of the first to practice what's sweeping the media today, Asian hate. Remember, Gurriel mocked Yu Darvish, the eyes of Yu Darvish in the dugout during the World Series. Clearly racist act. Caught on camera, caught on Fox. Rob Manfred, who wasn't driving the woke bus back in 2017, he looked the other way. Didn't punish Gurriel during the 2017 World Series. He took the cowardly path, Rob Manfred, the spineless commissioner, waited until next season to punish Gurriel. I imagine racist. Now, if we have a player today that does a racist act towards the Asian community, that he will be suspended immediately. But back then, Rob Manfred, because you know, plus the guy played for the Astros, Gurriel. Man. Now, since that stumble bum commissioner, Rob Manfred, granted all these slime ball Astro players full immunity. All right, they didn't have to take a vaccine. They got immunity and refused to take that little piece of metal away. Here we are, several years removed from the scandal becoming public. Now, I know part of this is because of the COVID, no fans in the stands during the regular season in 2020. But still, we have seen in multiple cities fan-led insurgencies. And I love it. It's great. Only punishment that the Astros are getting. Now, the real masterpiece will be at Dodger Stadium, Chavez Ravine. That will be the creme de la creme of all of this, and we have that to look forward to. But a job well done by the Yankee fan. Good job by you. Boo! Boo! No, it was solid. And it was great. You could tell Altuve, you know, all these guys. Yeah. Altuve! Altuve! So good. Altuve! Altuve! Have I ever told you I am a sucker for rhythmic chanting? Have I ever told you that is one of my weaknesses? I could, we play the Urban Meyer chant. Yeah, there, that's it. We play that a lot. We like that. That's good. Yeah, Fire Rambus. No, I love the rat-a-tat-tat, the pitter-patter. I can't get enough of it. It's great. And so now we have a new toy. We have the Astros. Play it again, Roberto. We can add another. We have other Astro chants, but yeah. F Altuve. F Altuve. F Altuve. That feels pretty good. That is solid. Man, that's great. Good job by the Yankee fan. And we in the future, we're going to get more than 10,850 or whatever it was there at Yankee Stadium. We'll get even more, which will make it more enjoyable. So we have that to look forward to. All right, we'll take your phone calls. If you would like to be part, the lines are open for you. 877-996-6369. If you have something to say, if you have nothing to say, don't call. No need to call. We got plenty of content here. We don't need to take a single call. But if you have something decent to add to the show, we'd love to talk to you. 877-996-6369. If you like letters better than numbers, it's 877-99. On Fox, we have real-time feedback. If you're too shy to call, you're very bashful, you can hide behind your smartphone or your keyboard and send us real-time feedback on Twitter at Ben Maller. You can check out some videos on there. Also, the show Facebook page, which is Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, we have some other content there as well. Ben Maller on Fox. If you want to support the show, follow us on all of those social media channels. I was told by a consultant a while back that the really good people in media have one name on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all the other social media. I'm clearly not good. I'm not a good name because I have like three different names for three different platforms. But you can figure it out. You can figure it out. We believe in you. All right, a Bash Brother bombshell, and there's no crying in baseball, unless there is. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Hey, Tattoove! Tattoove, you're a bum, kid! Boo!
Boo! Hey, check him for the buzzer! Boo! Boo!
Hey, pat him down real quick. Check for the buzzers.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
So the opening monologue here on the show, we were talking about the Yankee fans booing the Astros. I think it was great. And we'll get your real-time feedback here, your thoughts. You can chime in here by calling and tweeting the program like Big Rig Rob did from the highways and byways of the Evergreen State. He says, Ben, I have never been more proud of a team's fan base, never, than I am with the New York Yankees fans. They have brought joy and peace to third world countries. That's how powerful that Schadenfreude was. I will never badmouth a Yankees fan ever again. A++++ Maller monologue. Thank you. Chris in Houston, the Astro apologist, says, leave it to Maller to admit that the Astros cheating scandal wasn't as bad as people make it out to be. That's if you heard that, you might want to, when the sun comes up, Chris, you might want to go to the ear doctor or go over to Costco and see if you can get one of those hearing aids. Get a deal over there at Costco. Just want to point out. Mark, the lunatic full name guy in Medford, Oregon, banned from calling the show. He hides behind his phone, his flip phone, and sends messages. He drops bombs. He says, I am glad that you appreciate a robust Bronx cheer, even if it resembles a candlestick croon. Dodgers suck. Dodgers suck. Well, yeah, right now the Dodgers do suck. It's not exactly earth-shattering news. You get swept by the Cubs. Somebody should be fired in a Dodger uniform. That's embarrassing. Got some gutless offensive players and relief pitchers on that Dodger team. But that's a discussion for a different time. The Russian kid who was kidnapped by aliens, he is back. He says, the fact that the commissioner let the Astros get off easy. Major League Baseball fans doing a great job of punishing the Astros. F. Altuve, F. Altuve. So he says. Bill the... Yeah, there we go. Altuve! Bill Gas Tank writes in. He says, I appreciate the enthusiasm of Yankee fans. Nicely done. He said, nicely done. There. Who else we have? Emmett, the blind Seahawks fan, says, awesome opening monologue. This made my night. Good job by the Yankee fans who gave the cheating a-holes what they deserved. What they deserved. Alex the Cynical, who's an Astro lapdog, gives the cheating Astros a pass, just like Rob Manfred did. He says, your opening monologue was as good as the Dodgers. Not very good. See what you did. All these Astro fans throw out these red herrings. Listen, we know the Dodgers right now blow. We're aware of that. But this hour is dedicated to the cheating scoundrels of professional sports, the Astros. Robin Vegas says, with all due respect, man, your name and fair and balanced, those words won't belong in the same sentence. However, the rest of your monologue was superb. Anything bad that happens to those scumbag cheaters in Houston, they deserve all of it. Defend your boys, Chrissy. I will wait. How about Rob calling out Chris in Houston? Thomas in the 513 says that opening monologue was an A+. Screw the Astros. The burner account, also A+, on the opening monologue. He says, hey, Ben, I watched just to hear the chants. I'm sure this monologue will smoke out that schmuck from Houston and the weasel from Arkansas. I'm sure they will. Well, that's a good point. Yeah, there's a certain guy in Arkansas who hides, claims he's a Cardinal fan. But we believe that Sir Scratchoff is actually a closeted fan of the Astros. Uh-oh. Yeah, we believe that to be true. I'm just Loser. Saying. Just throwing that Loser. Out there right now. So toss that out. Let's go to Cooper in Virginia. Hello, Cooper.
Yes. I just want to say thank you for my new ringtone that you've given me. I tuned in just in time to hear the chants.
But would you like to hear it again, Cooper?
Yeah, I would. I would love to hear it again.
We're like a top 40 radio station. We play the hits.
Play it again, Sam. Yes.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
I got to say, he must have known it was coming, though. I mean, someone must have been in his ear and let him know it was coming, right?
Well, no, he didn't get a hit, I don't think so. If he got a hit, you would have said that, but yeah. Right.
I love it.
That chanting was like, it was, people say the greats of all time, you know, Mozart, Beethoven. No, the Yankee fans serenading Albuve.
How many people were there?
There was only like, there was less than 11,000. It was like 10,850 was the attendance there.
It sounds like the Coliseum was, you know, like the, yeah. like it was.
Well, I mean, you think of the arts. You think of like the Boston Pops, or you think of New York Broadway. Some of the musical acts there, but this was better than any of that. It's wonderful. Yeah,
they were so coordinated.
Yes, it was great. I loved it.
Ooh.
All right. Well, thank you, Cooper. All right. Oh, we've made Cooper's day there. Every time he gets a phone call, it'll be F. Altuve, F. Altuve.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
We talked about it yesterday. There was some controversy in a game between the Rangers and the Capitals the other day. Tom Wilson, a guy who's been suspended 5 times in recent years, was in the middle of it, and we thought there would probably be another suspension for him. Turns out that was not the case. He was hit with a paltry $5,000 fine from the Department of Player Safety, and that didn't go over well with the New York Rangers, who released a statement, an official statement, which said that they were upset. But the money shot here is the final line where they said, We view this as a dereliction of duty by NHL head of player safety, yeah, George Parros, and believe he is unfit to continue in his current role. I mean, we're going to get fined about $1 million.
No, that's great. I like the incoherent rage.
Nice of the team to put out an official release. They put it out on social media, basically saying they want the head of the player safety department to be fired. We'll see how it goes. For the record, George
Parros, did not rule the way we wanted you to rule. You should be gone. A reckless disregard for the consequences of your actions. How dare you?
I do agree it was ridiculous that he wasn't suspended. But George Parros, he played in the NHL. He was a goon when he played. So, I mean, he probably does have a soft spot for those types of players. He has suspended Tom Wilson before. Earlier this year, he suspended him for 7 games, so it's not like he completely looks the other way. It is interesting to point out, though, George Parros has a clothing line that is fairly popular.
Oh, he does.
It's called Violent Gentleman.
Ooh, nice.
Just like, you know, a lot of beer league hockey guys will wear their t-shirts and things like that, so he kind of, you know, he doesn't mind the crossing the line a bit.
Using big terms, Eddie, you could say he went AWOL for his job responsibilities, right?
Well, you like to use that term, dereliction of duty,
AWOL,
right?
I do use dereliction. It's a good term, dereliction of duty. I also like, I've mixed into my lexicon recently, malfeasance. It's a good word also.
That's a very good legal
term. You sound very educated when you say malfeasance.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, you can fool a lot of people. You can hoodwink them and hornswoggle them.
Oh, you're very good at that.
Thank you. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. The Ben Maller Show as we press on here, and all those cheating Astro fans are being triggered. They're very upset by us playing the F. Altuve audio. That's fresh, hot audio from the Yankee fan. Ivan says, hey, Ben, it's funny how the Astros have taken over your life. I assure you, Ivan, the Astros have not taken over my life. The Dodgers got their own shiny piece of metal. They should have two. They should have, the 2017 one should be theirs as well. We know that. Any real baseball fan knows the Astros didn't win the 2017 World Series. They have been voided in the court of public opinion. But I did not obsess about the Astros. I did watch. I had a lot of Schadenfreude. Did a little Schadenfreude dance there. I took joy out of the misery of the Astros. It was a fun night for that. And Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, writes and he says, hey, Ben, let's not forget Chris disappeared the night the Astros lost the World Series to the Nationals. Chris is a weasel, from Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan. Well, let's go now to the horse's mouth.
You little weasel.
A man who has strutted in here and done a pirouette and spit a loogie in all other baseball fans' face because he's an Astro apologist. We go into the belly of the beast on 790 in Houston. Shout out to all the Astro fans. We are on the Astro flagship station in Houston. Let's go to Chris in Houston. Hello, Christopher. Where did he go?
The guy seated.
What's that, Chris? Wait, I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear the beginning of that, Chris. Start over.
I want to say, you know, the guy seated and everything, and, you know, they took a blowtorch to the Yankees' old propaganda. They tried to use it at first with the iPhone watches. But, hey, you know, a pot calling the kettle black. You know, they can send out all their booze they want, but they still don't have that rusty piece of metal. They still ain't going to have it all that cheating them years they did. With Alex Rodriguez and all them, with that old trash team they got. Yeah, they won that game. Zach Greinke is trash, Ben. You know, only people I apologize to is the small fans. You Dodger fans and all you, because y'all are elitist, man.
The Dodger fan is not elitist. Let me tell you something. The Dodger fan is a working class fan. That's unlike the Lakers. The Dodger fan, these are hardworking people. All right, and you better not say that at Dodger Stadium. They'll kick your ass. What?
Hey, it'll be a fight, then. It'll just be a fight. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to get knocked out.
Did you see that epic fight they had? I saw, Roberto, you saw the video, right? At the last Dodger homestand there.
Yeah,
outside. Throwdown.
You know, the one thing about the Yankee fans is you got to realize they dumb as a box of rocks, Ben. You know, the one thing about it, they forget about all their own discrepancies about how they got caught cheating first and didn't. Nobody got punished for that.
All right, so just to recap, Chris in Houston is using the time-tested, but everyone does it.
No. This is facts. This is facts. This ain't everyone does it here. The Astros got punished, and they should have got punished worse.
But well, I agree with you on that.
The Yankees, Rob Manfred with his wet fist, with his wet hand, he can't do nothing. He should have put his foot down a long time ago when the eye watches had happened. But no, somebody took it to another advantage, and the Astros banged on trash cans. But yeah, and now I want to say one thing about this buzzer thing, okay? Now it's a guy, you can look him up, Michael Connor. He's on 790. He'll come and talk to you about it. He's seen the tattoo, and he said personally that the tattoo is hideous. Somebody screwed up on the tattoo. Now he said it's
I believe the person you're referring to. At working, you know, at our fine affiliate 790 is compromised. How about that?
He's compromised. You can say he's compromised. He's an Astros fan, but he follows the Astros as far as going to spring training, as far as interviewing the players, all that stuff too.
Well, that actually makes it worse because he's friends with these guys. So that makes it even worse. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, if he was removed from the situation, you would say, okay, it's obviously circumstantial evidence that Altuve had a buzzer on. We'll never know for sure.
That's just basically speculation, Ben.
No, it's not speculation. It's accusations that were made. And how often do you see someone hit a game-winning home run to win a playoff series? And they always rip the jersey off.
Run to the clubhouse.
This is the one time that Altuve. No, he's bashful. Come on.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Did this not just happen to Chapman and when he played for, what was it? He was with the Indians, wasn't he? He was with the Cubs when the Indians hit a game-tying home run in the ninth inning off of him. He's not unhittable.
No, but I'm not. That's not the point. I'm talking about what Altuve did, right? Those are suspicious actions by Altuve, and considering the franchise is dirty, the Astros, and they cheat.
So the Astros got one blemish to
pass. Hey, don't talk over the jingle. I believe he had ulterior motives. And Chris, do not talk. Let me tell you something right now. When you talk over the F. Altuve chant, that is a crime.
Maybe he can chant with us, Chris.
Yeah, you want chant?
Yeah, let's
chant.
Do it.
Come on.
Ready?
Come on, everybody now.
F. Altuve.
F. Altuve.
F. Altuve.
F. Altuve.
F. Altuve.
F. Chris in Houston. Everybody now. All right. All right, we love you, Chris. Not really, but we have to, you know. My guy Chris Myers, are we kid because we care? That's right. All right, so no crying in baseball. Well, apparently there is crying in the New York Metropolitans locker room. Pete Alonso told the media that his reaction when the Metropolitans fired Chili Davis as the hitting coach, according to the horse's mouth here, Pete Alonso was in tears. He cried. He was so upset that the Mets got rid of Chili Davis. And I did see some quotes from Pete Alonso there, who was commenting about all the analytics and all that. And it doesn't really matter because the hitting coach and all the computers and all that, they're not in the batter's box with you, which is kind of an obvious statement. Kind of an obvious statement there, but yeah, he did say he was crying. Now, the Mets were rained out against the St. Louis Cardinals, but they did change hitting coaches the other day. And the main reason that Chili Davis was fired, I believe the only reason that Chili Davis was fired, is because the person that got the forever contract from the New York Mets, the man who's the face of the franchise, Francisco Lindor, is miserable. He's hitting .163. He's on the interstate. Francisco Lindor. And they can't fire him. He's there forever. So they blame Chili Davis for that. And the Bash Brother bombshell, Jose Canseco. Did you see this? Real quick, Eddie. Did you see who Jose Canseco said that A-Rod is going to date next now that he's broken up with J-Lo?
No, I did not.
You want to take a guess?
Famous
woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very famous.
That really narrows it down.
Very wealthy woman. How about that?
Oh, is it the former Mrs. Gates?
Yes. Yes. Jose Canseco predicts that A-Rod, by the end of this year, will be dating Melinda Gates. Who's... How much is she getting? Do we know how much she's getting? They had no prenuptial agreement.
A little bit.
Yeah, she's getting a lot. But aren't they supposed to, they both, you know, they both bragged about how cool they are and they're going to donate all their money when they die and all that or before they die, but.
Not no more.
How old is A-Rod? A-Rod's like 45, 46, something like that, I believe. Somewhere in there. I think he turns 46 this year. Melinda Gates is 40, she's 56.
A-Rod's 45.
Okay, so there's like a 10-year, 11-year gap. That could work, you know.
We're up against the hard one here.
All right, we'll revisit that. We'll circle back to that, as they say at the White House. We got the MLB pick'em. Here's the Who Am I game. A.J. Pollock recently became the seventh player in Dodger franchise history with eight or more runs batted in a single game. The club record for RBIs in a single game is held by Gil Hodges and me. It's at 9 runs batted in. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. Have some fun indoors with yourself.
Yeah.
And live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And time now for the Who Am I game. We'll have the MLB pick'em coming up. But first, the Who Am I game, a blatant attempt to get you to listen a little bit longer. So the other day, A.J. Pollock, we're going to milk this thing. A.J. Pollock, he became the seventh player in Dodger franchise history to have eight or more runs batted in a game. The club record is 9, held by Gil Hodges and me. Who am I? That is the question. What's the answer? Just Josh is going with Altuve's buzzer. Kirk Gibson, guessed by Adam. Johnny Cage from Trucker Joe. Oh, who else do we have? Adrian's going with the great former Dodger Yogi Berra. Johnny Callison from David, who knows where all the good restaurants are in Seattle. Wally in Florida checks in with Reggie Smith. Jonathan in Delaware cheating. Got it right. Minnesota man Kevin says it's Max Muncy. Marcus is going with Pedro Guerrero as his answer. Mark Grizzolanic from Chris in Des Moines. That's a solid name. Goatman going with Steve Garvey. Garve. As his answer, Kelly Gruber from the Late Night Drug Tester. Circle back Saki from Inca Terror in New York. Chili Davis, guessed by Keith in NoCal. Prince Charming from Notorious B. Do you have an answer? It's not Dimitri Young, which Justin in Cincinnati guessed.
Yes, it's Terry Whitfield.
Terry Whitfield. All right, that's a good guess. That's incorrect. The correct answer, rather nondescript Dodger first baseman, James Loney. James Loney, he had 9 runs batted in a game back in 06. We got to fly, but it is time now for the MLB pick'em. And with the first pick, it must be a mistake here. It says Eddie Garcia.
Oh, Mr. Baseball. First.
Yes, hurry up.
Let's go with the Biebs, Shane Bieber.
Shane Bieber, interesting pick. All right, go ahead there, Roberto.
Freddy Peralta.
All right, Kubalu.
Shohei Ohtani.
The pitcher. The pitcher, not the... yeah, I am going to go with...
Hurry up!
Mike Trout! And I'll take one more. Yu Darvish. Yeah,
Ben was in last place.
Go ahead. Coop, hurry up.
Mookie Betts.
Roberto!
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Eddie!
Pete Alonso, Nolan Arenado.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Jose Ramirez.